Welcome to HealthWise, 30 minutes to think about God and your health, brought to you by your friends at Cottage Pharmacy, 8285 Jericho Turnpike in Woodbury, New York. I praise you, O Lord, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made, says the writer of Psalm 139. And because we are made in God's wonderful image, how thoughtful we should be with our bodies as well as our souls. For the next 30 minutes, listen, learn, and call for advice so that you too can become HealthWise.
Hi, I'm Bill Shishko, host of today's edition of HealthWise. It's amazing that over 10 million doctor visits each year are prompted by people feeling fatigued. More than a quarter of Americans complain of regular fatigue. They just feel sluggish and they're worried. Something wrong with me? Why do I feel tired so often? Now, that is a massive question. Now, don't use this as an excuse, but for some people, their genetic makeup causes their metabolism, that complex process by which our bodies change food into energy, to just work more slowly. These folks aren't quite as naturally energetic as others, and sometimes, hyper as I am, I actually envy that. Hormones play a big part in energy levels. An underactive thyroid or an overactive thyroid will surely affect your energy level. You want to get your thyroid checked if you're feeling sluggish all the time. Diabetes is also a hormonal issue, and people who are diabetic will feel more fatigued. Your meds can contribute to fatigue. Many antidepressants and some antipsychotic meds can be culprits, as can steroids, some high blood pressure medications, and also some anti-cholesterol prescriptions. So be sure to check your med labels for side effects. Stress is a huge factor, especially in our super-stressed society. Under constant stress, your body produces a hormone called cortisol. It may actually be a defensive mechanism for an overstressed body, but over time, that will lead to a nagging fatigue. Lack of hydration is an all-too-common contributor to fatigue. Water is absolutely necessary for the maximum performance of your metabolism, and most of us just don't get enough H2O. Sip water during the day and enjoy water-filled veggies and fruits like cucumbers and watermelon. Go for some cold watermelon, folks. It's good for your hydration level. And as obvious as this should be, lack of sleep will make you feel sluggish. Your body needs sleep to keep your metabolism working steadily. And all-nighters, either at work or on red-eye flights, always do a deed on you and on your energy level. You need between 7 to 9 hours of sleep per night. Now take a power nap when your body craves it, and while this is a topic for another day, we are made to take one day in seven off as what the Bible calls a Sabbath, a day of rest, including the spiritual rest that comes when we worship and rest in the God who is the one who gives us the strength that we do have. So, are you feeling sluggish? Let's find out what you can do to get your pep back, and that's what we'll be energetically considering on today's HealthWise. Cottage Pharmacy, 8285 Jericho Turnpike in Woodbury, New York, brings you today's edition of HealthWise. There, in their wide-ranging nutrition department, you'll meet Matt Lombardo, one of Cottage Pharmacy's experienced nutritionists. You can call the program with your questions about today's topic, which is, again, feeling sluggish. The call-in number, 631-955-5400, 631-955-5400. And you can even text your question. Put the number under HealthWise, and here's that number for texting your questions, 516-367-0391. Incidentally, you can do that anytime. Text questions, 516-367-0391. But for now, welcome again to Matt Lombardo of Cottage Pharmacy. Hey, Matt, how's it going today?
Hey, Bill, great. How are you?
I'm doing great, thank you. You sound energetic, and you don't sound fatigued or sluggish.
I'm doing okay.
Great.
Doing okay, yep.
Hey, Matt, one of the things that was interesting as I was working on the program is how doctors distinguish between weakness, drowsiness, and fatigue. Is that you? Are you familiar with the differences there? Can you give us some explanation of that?
Yes, absolutely. Normally, a weakness would be a lack in strength, an inability to lift something, or inability to perform certain tasks.
Yeah, that can come from muscle strains, right?
It can come from muscle strains. It can come from a neurological problem. It can come from any number of things.
Okay. Drowsiness?
Drowsiness is basically sleepiness. If you're tired, if you feel like you want to go to sleep, that's drowsiness.
Yeah, and if you need to do it, arrange to do it, even if you're driving, but pull over first, right?
Right.
Okay. Now, what about fatigue? Because that's really what we're talking about today.
Fatigue can be a combination of those things, of weakness, of drowsiness. It can be a situation where you're overworked and you don't have the ability to continue without stopping.
Yeah, it is that sluggishness, that fatigue. Well, okay, Matt, before you began your career as a nutritionist, you were a physical trainer. Talk for us a bit about exercise and the battle against sluggishness.
Well, exercise can help in a number of ways. One of the ways moderate exercise can help is increasing blood flow. Your heart's pumping faster. Your metabolism is working harder, so it's pumping blood and nutrients to your cells of your brain, of your muscles, and your body. So that's one way. You're also releasing endorphins or chemicals that help your body respond to stress, the stress of the exercise, and that can also have a lasting effect on your energy levels.
Okay. All right. And Matt, you mentioned moderate intensity. We don't all be having to be working out like pro athletes. What's moderate intensity?
Well, it's different from person to person. You know, for certain people, a walk around the block might be considered a moderate exercise.
Yeah.
So it depends on your fitness level, and if you're unsure of it, you can ask a trainer or someone to assess your.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, Chris, now we're dealing with aerobic exercise, and those walks and swimming, they're about the best, I guess, because they do less harm to your body when you're doing them, correct?
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, low-impact exercise.
All right. Okay, let's talk about diet and energy level. Give us something of a pattern for daily eating that should provide us with maximum energy levels.
Well, there are a few arguments here about what, you know, how you should split up your diet throughout the day. If you eat a calorie-heavy meal, you're going to feel sluggish because your body is going to be working to digest that you know, 800-900 calorie meal.
Yeah.
If you break your meal up throughout the day into smaller meals, your digestive systems doesn't have the same amount of strain. So you might be able to balance out your energy levels a little bit better that way.
Okay, all right. And so you're recommending smaller. I mean, I've heard the argument the other way too, but you're recommending smaller portions 4 or 5 times a day.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. And obviously diet, staying away from the junk food and that kind of thing. What are the things that really though provide? Immediately you think of something with a sugar in it or carbs. But what other things really just help with our energy levels to be sustained throughout the day?
Well, carbohydrates, I believe, are necessary. I believe it's necessary to get whole grain, fibrous carbohydrates, whole food carbohydrates from vegetables and fruits because they don't digest quite as quickly.
Yeah, okay. And that's the key. If you've got the simple carbohydrates, they turn very quickly to sugars. And, of course, that makes you hungry, correct?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Okay, so the complex carbs. Matt, this overactive and underactive thyroid, that comes up constantly when you're talking about fatigue or sluggishness. Obviously, we need iodine. Now, is it true that you don't get iodine in all kinds of salt? I mean, this popular Himalayan salt and these other things?
Well, common table salt is what contains, is what's infused with iodine, iodinized salt. And, you know, that was, it's been around for a while because it used to be a problem in our country with goiters and hypoactive thyroids. But it's really, if you eat a well-balanced diet, you should be getting enough iodine.
Yeah, so in other words, if you're eating certain amounts of fish and other things, you can go ahead and use the sea salts and the pink salts and the Himalayan salts,
yes,
even though they don't have the iodine in,
yes,
them. And, of course, in any case, we should be kind of cutting down on those things, too. Let's go back to I call it the carb thing. We need carbs, and along with complex whole grains and fruits and vegetables, which carbs really help us best in the battle with fatigue? Let's say you're going to go to the fitness center, and you want to have something in your stomach before you go. Are you talking about energy bars with carbs in them, or what?
I think some of the best carbohydrate sources before a workout would be an apple.
Really? Okay.
Apples contain a good balance of fiber and simple sugar. Potatoes, a good balance of fiber and nutrients, and complex carbohydrates, so it's, yeah, a little bit slower.
So the potatoes aren't the bad guy people make them out to be.
I don't believe that. No, I don't believe that.
Sweet potatoes, too, are apparently excellent. And
absolutely,
a little bit easier to metabolize. So if you're going to be going out, say, at midday to the fitness center or whatever, you've had hopefully something for breakfast, in order to give yourself the carbs that you need, those kinds of things, apple, potato, sweet potato, the far better those things than, for example, the energy bars people could take, correct?
Yes. Energy bars are usually a little harder to digest, I find, personally.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Okay. Fats. Yeah. What you got? People don't realize you have to have fats, but to produce what's necessary to get the energy.
Right.
And I read about this brown fat, which supposedly contains cells that help our bodies turn food into energy. Is that a new one on you, as it was on me? This brown fat thing.
It is. It is a new thing. I had to look into it myself, honestly. Apparently, it's a type of fat that your body uses as an energy source, an emergency energy source.
Okay, and sounds gross to me. All fat does, but what do you get this from, meats or these high protein things or what?
To be honest, I'm not really sure. I think it's just a genetic predisposition.
Okay.
It depends on your age. There were a few, you know, things that they were saying about how brown fat will become better or more abundant in your body if you get enough sleep.
Yeah, if you get enough sleep. Yeah, that's right. Boy, what kind of this mystery thing, but something the audience members can look up, brown fat. Now, let's get a little bit before our break here. Let's get more into your nutrition department. Calcium and energy levels. That apparently is quite significant, right?
Absolutely. Calcium is very important in muscle function. So if you're, you know, if you feel muscle weakness, it could be low calcium.
Oh, interesting. Okay. And there again, we're going back to the standards, the dairy products. But for those who are lactose intolerant, they can get the calcium in things like almond milk or soy milk, or just go right to the supplements.
Well, you could look for fortified soy and almond milk and see, you know, some of them are fortified with calcium.
Yeah. Okay. So you should check the labels, and other supplements that are necessary, Matt, when it comes to energy levels.
Well, if your fatigue or your energy levels are low, and you think it's a product of stress, B vitamins are very important because they get depleted when you're, you know, from stress or exercise or overexertion.
Yeah, okay. So B vitamins, B as in boy, especially B12, or are you talking about the multivitamins?
The B complex, the family of B,
okay.
B12, B6, B1, B2.
Now, Rachel, your compañero from 110 Pharmacy, she has gotten my wife and me into this fast acting B12 that we take in the morning. We put it under our tongue, and seems to make a difference. You recommend that too?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Yeah, because the B vitamins are depleted. I mean, we can overdo, but you want to get enough. I'm talking with Matt Lombardo from Cottage Pharmacy. I should remind you of the phone numbers. If you'd like to call in with your question, if you're feeling sluggish, 631-955-5400. Or if you'd like to text your question, most of you prefer to do that, 516-367-0391. Put that under HealthWise for texting your question. You can do that any time in a week, actually. 516-367-0391. We'll be back with Matt Lombardo and HealthWise in just a moment.
I love Cottage Pharmacy, and you will too. Awarded among Long Island's best pharmacies, Cottage Pharmacy is far more than a pharmacy. While you're waiting for your prescriptions, check out their large nutrition section, their med spa, and their boutique. And they carry a full line of surgical supplies and durable medical equipment too. See, I know from experience, it's fun to shop at Cottage Pharmacy. You won't find such personal service and such a knowledgeable staff anywhere. They live up to their motto, if we can't take care of you, no one can. Every customer at Cottage Pharmacy is a satisfied customer. Oh, and here's a bonus for you. Mention WLIE 540 when you check out, and you'll receive a 20% discount on your purchases from the nutrition department, the boutique, and from their surgical and medical section, too. Just mention WLIE 540 when you check out. Cottage Pharmacy is conveniently located at 8285 Jericho Turnpike in Woodbury, New York. They're open Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. and Saturdays and Sundays from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Cottage Pharmacy, where rule number one is the customer's always right. And rule number two is, if not, go back to rule one. Cottage Pharmacy, 8285 Jericho Turnpike, Woodbury, New York.
Bill Shishko with you on today's edition of HealthWise. We're dealing with feeling sluggish, question mark. If you need some help on that topic, call in number 631-955-5400 if you want to be part of the program on the air. Or if you'd rather text a question, just 516-367-0391. Put that under HealthWise, 516-367-0391. Matt Lombardo with us today, one of the nutritionists at Cottage Pharmacy. Matt, I'm one of these guys convinced increasingly that stress in our stressful culture brings on all kinds of problems as it batters our really relatively weak bodies. Talk with us, Matt, as a nutritionist, about stress relief.
Stress relief is very important. Especially in our world we live in now with technology and information and overstimulation. Our minds need a break once in a while.
Yeah, absolutely. What now, yeah, and clearly, and of course here we get into all kinds of things. For us, it's just getting away to our trailer in the Adirondacks and making sure there's no cell phones and so on. And we've got to have those kind of safe havens. What about natural stress relievers? I mean, these are these people that they're sometimes they're so tired they're wired, and they need natural stress relievers. What point us to things in your nutrition department that are helpful?
Well, lavender is an essential oil that even just the smell of it can help promote calm.
Okay,
that's definitely one of them.
Yeah, these are these aromatherapy kinds of things. Yeah, and you're a fan of that.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. What else you got in the nutrition department? Show us around.
We have some aminos, L-tryptophan, and L-theanine, that have been shown to promote serotonin, which is a neurotransmitter that helps to promote calm in the body.
Yeah, and that's the thing, of course, that comes when we're walking, correct? When we're exercising, the serotonin
absolutely.
Levels go up.
Yep.
Good. Okay. Got it. What else?
There are herbs. There are adaptogenic herbs that help to balance your body's neurotransmitters.
Okay, now parse hormones. Adaptogenic for us.
Adaptogenic means it balances the body. It stabilizes the hormones, and if you're sensing anxiety or stress, your body's releasing these stress hormones, and adaptogenic herbs can kind of balance that out.
Yeah, so that freak, when we mentioned that before about the cortisol that our bodies produce when we're under stress,
yep.
That's what you would use these adaptogenic things for, correct?
Yes.
Yeah. And I think it's important for the audience to realize that stress doesn't just fatigue us. Stress is like wringing out a dishcloth, and in wringing out our bodies, am I right, Matt? It wrings out a lot of these things that our fearfully and wonderfully made bodies need to function properly, correct?
Absolutely.
Okay. What else you got for natural stress relievers?
Well, there are B-complex vitamins.
Okay, that helps too.
Absolutely.
Yeah, okay.
Yep. With neurological function, focus, energy. Magnesium is a big one.
Okay.
Magnesium is a mineral that has a very calming effect on the muscles, especially.
And again, your companero, Rachel, she's got me into magnesium taurate.
Yes.
Which you take at night. She claims that helps relax your muscles?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, well, so far, so good. My muscles feel pretty relaxed most of the time. Okay, well, let's get to the sleep thing, okay, as our minutes go by. I mean, you know as well as I do, everything shows that most of us, not all of us, need to get more sleep. But here's the dilemma. And people have brought this up speaking with me about the program. Some people can't get to sleep very easily, and then others wake up, and then they have a hard time getting back to sleep. And I know there's natural sleep aids that won't have the side effects of prescription and non-prescription sleeping pills. Talk with us about those.
There are all different types of sleep aids, from melatonin to herbal sleep aids to over-the-counter pharmaceutical-type sleep aids that contain all different types of ingredients. Some of the ones that I've mentioned about controlling stress are used in the sleep.
Yeah,
well.
Okay. So, anything basically that's going to help us sleep, mm-hmm. that's also going to help with the stress level.
Yes.
Now, are these items that you sell in your nutrition department, are they as potent as the Tylenol PMs and these other things that people take?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I believe that they are. I think that I get a lot of good feedback on certain specific formulas. Melatonin is one of our best-selling.
Yeah, and how much of that do people take? I mean, for my wife and me, it's usually 5 milligrams a night, but you can take more of that, correct?
You can. I've seen up to 20 milligrams.
Yeah.
I think it depends on your body. Doesn't necessarily mean it's going to work better.
The side effects if you take too much of that?
Vivid dreams, grogginess are some of the negative side effects of melatonin.
See, people that I know of who travel a lot and do international travel, when their sleep cycle is upset, that's when they'll take more melatonin and they claim it works for them.
Yes.
Yeah. Now, I know you want to tell us about Bolster Nutrients.
Yes.
Isn't there some sleep aid that you've had a hand in forming?
Yes. It's Bolster Sleep Formula. I use lavender. It's melatonin-free. I didn't want to include melatonin in it because of the grogginess. The point of the product was to enhance your sleep, but also to enhance your morning, to feel better and more energetic in the morning.
You want to sell us more of these Bolster? I mean, what is this part of a line that you're producing, correct?
Yes.
Okay, you've got other things that are, or these secrets that you can't tell us about. You have other things coming down the line in Bolster Nutrients?
Well, we just released a vitamin D, a krill oil,
okay,
turmeric, and a biotin.
Okay, so those are the
now we
ones.
Have six products altogether.
I've done this before, but I have to do this again because now I've got my wife into this as well. But Bolster Nutrients, now I'm correct, you can only get these through Cottage Pharmacy, 110 Pharmacy, and the toll-free number I'm going to mention in a moment, correct?
You can also purchase it through our Facebook page.
Okay, so which one? Cottage
Bolster
Pharmacy?
Nutrients.
Okay, great. Bolster Nutrients Facebook page. Here's a personal testimony, folks. We got the energy formula, which is a caffeine-free thing for men and for women. No sugar, no milk, no egg, no shellfish, no tree nuts, no peanuts, no wheat, no soybeans. I'll tell you more what's not in it, what's in it. But this has been excellent. We take it in the morning on an empty stomach with our cup of coffee, and what we have found consistently is our alertness is greater during the day. So energy formula, bolster nutrients. You can get this from Matt at Cottage Pharmacy or Rachel at 110 Pharmacy right here on Long Island if you're in the listening area. But you can use the toll-free number, 1-800-599-9963, 1-800-599-9963, or just go to www.bolsternutrients.com. It's all one word, bolsternutrients.com. If you enter the coupon code WLIE20 at the checkout, you'll get a 20% off on that. And I highly recommend the energy formula. Matt, so much. Thanks so much for being on the program, and thanks for pushing the sleep formula as well. Our thanks to Cottage Pharmacy. Thank you for sponsoring today's program. Visit them at 8285 Jericho Turnpike in Woodbury, New York. It's a delightful step back in time to pharmacies like they used to be. Remember to mention you heard us on WLIE 540, and you will get a special 20% discount on surgical and medical supplies in the boutique and also in the nutrition department. Look for Matt there when you're visiting the nutrition department at Cottage Pharmacy, and tell him that you heard him on HealthWise. Use the toll-free number, too, 1-800-599-9963, 1-800-599-9963. You'll get the 20% discount there, too, if you mention WLIE 540 AM. And I want to give you the toll-free number again. Many of you will want to use that if you're out of the Long Island area, 1-800-599-9963. Next week, more on the vast world of living wisely in the body that God has given you. So we'll see you here on the radio next Saturday at 1 p.m. for another edition of HealthWise. Listen in next Saturday at 1 p.m. for the next edition of HealthWise, brought to you by your friends at Cottage Pharmacy, 8285 Jericho Turnpike in Woodbury, New York. Call them on their toll-free number, 1-800-599-9963. That's 1-800-599-9963. Thanks for listening, and for now, be HealthWise.